grateful. I have spoken at some state FFA conventions, but this is cool, man. This is awesome. Wow, excited. I'm excited too. And you know why I'm excited? Because as a speaker, I go to a lot of different events and I get to speak, you know, to business groups and associations and even schools sometimes. And those people, they have to be there because it's their job or their boss maybe tells them to be there. But this, you're the leaders in your schools. You're the leaders in your communities. You're the leaders in the state. And you chose to be here at the 90th annual and the best stinking ag leadership success and growth event on the planet. This is it. I see you guys up there. Love FFA. Thank you so much for being here. My name is John Petz. I am from the great state of Ohio. Thanks a lot. Love it. I love it. And I welcome Ohio and all the members from Ohio. And I also welcome all the folks from the islands, the territory, and all the states that make up the great United States of America that you're here with us today in Indianapolis. For a round of applause to everyone. So I'll tell you, I'm here for two reasons. I get to share two passions of mine. I get to share when I work with teams and I work with leaderships at all levels of an organization. I get to help them uncover the mystery in the methods of their own peak performance. How we can chart our path to achieving significance in who we are, what we do, and why we do it. And I also get to share my other passion. You know, it looks like this. I'll show it to you. How about this? Can we get the DSMs? That'd be great if we could get those. I'll come right here for you. Can you guys see this? Let me know when you got it. A little closer. Come in tight so they can see it. Right here, right here. Awesome. Count with me, folks. What do we have? It's like kindergarten class now, isn't it? There we go. That was good. Five bills. I'll come right at you here so you can see it. I don't want you to blink. I want you to see this happen because this is a little bit about the return on investment for being here, right? We had to spend a few bucks, but when we get here and we network, we learn, we grow at the national convention, then we have exponential results. Not just one, but 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. What, do you see this every day? Come on! So my professional career, corporate sales and marketing exec, entrepreneur, and I've also been very grateful to tour the world as a professional magician, having very much fun with what I do. And the amazing thing is there's similarities. It doesn't matter as an author, as a speaker, a magician, as an ag business professional, as a rancher, as a farmer, in today's consumer review-driven world, meeting expectations can be like doing nothing at all. And when you look at a little magic trick like that, why does it work? Why are people fascinated by the sleight of hand and magic? Why? Because we deliver the unexpected, that surprise and delight that people remember. I always call that the showtime moments. And we all have the moments. And you may think, oh, as a speaker, magician guy, you have the moment. When they're doing the introduction, it doesn't matter if I'm ready. It doesn't matter if I'm prepared, if I feel like it or not. When they do the introduction, it's showtime. And you can't meet an expectation. You want to create that memorable moment, right? But you have them too. You have those moments where something suddenly happens. And you're faced with that choice to make. And do you perform to meet an expectation, to do enough to just get by, or do you perform to be remembered? He's still bothered by the money trick down here. He's like, what? Are there any questions on that? You guys got that down now? You do it with your money, of course. Yes, of course you do. Actually, let's try it. Wait, let's... How about this? You want to learn how to do that? Okay, let's do this. We have time. How about this? I'll do it with someone's money, but I need some help. How about the first person? Hold it up. I need a little bit of house lights if we can up front for me, Mitch. If we can do, no, biggest bill. How about, who's got it? 50. Biggest bill wins. Who's got 100? Anyone got 100? Let me see it. I got to see it. Wait, she is. Wait, is it 100? Is it 100? Who's got the? You do? Wait, to real? Hold on. Wait, the lovely. Is it seriously 100? Wait, stand up. Hold it up high. I mean, these are like, not you. Get out of here, man. I'm talking to her. It is? I mean, there's students. Some have never seen a real one before. You know what I mean? What's your name?
Crystal.
Crystal? Do you like game shows? You do? You like game shows? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Crystal. Come on. Track, thanks. Come on, Crystal, bring it, bring it. Awesome, you got this. We got the big prize. Nice to meet you. You're right here, Crystal, right? Right on the trap door, right on the trap door. Awesome, thank you so much. Crystal, here's your opportunity. You have a chance at going home with the big prize of the night, okay? Actually, for kicks, if you don't mind, put your name or your initials on the $100 bill big enough so they can see it all the way on the screens in the top rows. Audience, you watch close as Crystal commits a federal offense, okay? We won't tell. It's all right. There you go. Show it to them so we know. That's important. If we ever see it again, we know it's your, when we see it again, we know it's your $100 bill. All right, Crystal, here's your deal. In just a moment, you get to make a choice. No surprise, life is all about choices. You either get to A, choose to keep the $100 bill, or B, go for one of the cool prizes.
Okay.
But don't worry, the audience decides for you. So there's your cash. Don't worry. We're going to put in a little banker's bag so no one can stress about it. You get to hold on to that. I'm going to get some of the prize cards, okay? Hold on to that. Now, Crystal, have you ever played a Let's Make a Deal? You have, so you don't know how, like, you do kind of know how it's played. Awesome. All right. Here's what we're going to do. You don't get to look at them yet, but you get to pick one prize. So point to it for me, which one you want to go home with. Happy with that? Or you want to change your mind?
I'll go with that one. I'll keep it.
Very awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, positive. I'll put it right down there. No tricks. Put it right there in the ground. Audience, just for kicks, you want to see what Crystal could have won from our great sponsors? Say yes! Who? Oh, you could have gone home with? Ooh, a brand new sports car. Ooh, that was good. Ooh. Or you had, ooh, a diamond ring for the lady. Or you could have gone home with Hawaiian vacation for 62,105 of your closest registered attendee friends. Just a bit outside. And the last one was, ooh, 10,000 in cash. Ooh. But Crystal, you picked that prize, so I'll give you the opportunity. Would you like to keep your $50 bill, or are you going to go home with the... Relax, all right? I'm working. She's got, like, no idea at this point, all right? What do you think, Crystal? You're going to keep the 20? You're going to go for the prize? Well, actually, we said we'd ask the audience, didn't we? Audience, the $5 or the prize? Let me hear you. Really? You sucker. Okay. Let's do this. Pull out the $100, and we're going to give that away. And here's how we're going to do it. Pull it out. It's going to be the souvenir of the 90th annual, and we're going to give it to the person who best represents. Actually, no, pull out your cash. Pull out your cash. We're going to give it. No, actually, for this, probably garbage from earlier. But we're going to give it to the person. Wait. And we need your cash. That's kind of a real pisser, huh? What's it say? Nice and loud.
You are a winner.
No, read it closer. Read it closer. Nice and loud. Yep.
You are a winner.
Oh, that says wiener.
Wiener. I'm sorry. I can't read.
Sorry, I got a little excited. Sorry about that. Let's see what you've got. You're in good shape. Audience, I'm sure made a great chase. Don't let on it, folks, baby. You've done well. Audience, put your hands together. Crystal's going home with the lemon. Crystal, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Stay here. Want like a hug or something? That's a seriously much stronger grip than I was expecting. You can either release or walk with me. Your pick. All right, you're coming with me. All right, come on. We got like a whole bag of them here. Here we go. Since you're still here, if you don't mind, go ahead and reach in there and hand me one real quick. Excellent. Perfect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't get ahead of me. Boys and girls, don't try this at home. Crystal and I, we are trained professionals. From the lemon that she picked from the bag and a knife that I can still get on airplanes with, works like this. Watch. Crystal, come closer so you don't think I'm cheating. These are good lemons. Crystal, don't worry, I've got napkins, but I want you to go ahead and rip off the top half of the lemon. Go ahead, Crystal. I got a napkin. Crystal, open it up. If that's got your autograph on it, you're going home with a lemon fresh $100 bill. There's some napkins for you, my friend. And after all, you won the lemon, so you get to keep that too. Crystal! Nice! Any questions? How cool would it be if someone after your job and after schooling would come up to you like, do it again? You know, it's funny, when you go tell a story about that lemon trick, you're all going to have different stories, but what's amazing, you'll all have that one moment where you actually say, and he cut it open, and her money was inside of her lemon. That moment that people remember the moment. And I share with you, as we chart our path for achieving significance, I want to tell you that you cannot achieve significance, as significance is not achieved. It is gifted to you by the relationships and the people around you. And then you think, yes, but our challenge is, and what do? We want to conquer relationships, but you don't conquer relationships. Mutually beneficial relationships aren't something we conquer. They're a series of moments that matter. And what can we do as leaders to identify, appreciate, and deliver more of these simple moments? And I will tell you, there's different ways we can look at how. And when we identify it, you know, Crystal, I'll give you a quick opportunity here. Quick opportunity. Let's do this. I still got the hundreds going. I always think the lemon is like when you look inside of the core of who you are, the purpose. And sometimes we have bad days, and those are the times we truly have to look at the core of who we are, what we do, and most importantly, why we do it. And if we're looking to achieve significance and build up that path, we have to identify the moments. For example, if I messed up, I did have the extra $100 bill. Now, seriously, if you were walking out of the parking lot or in the convention center somewhere and you saw a $100 bill blowing in the wind, nobody was around, who would expend the energy to actually bend over and pick it up? Who'd do it? It's free money, right? It's $100. It's $100. One more show. Who would do it? Do we have everybody? Right. I mean, it's $100 free money. The difference is who wants it. Well, who wants it? Do it again. Wait, yell it. What's your name? What's your name?
Renna.
Renna? Don't worry. We'll settle up after the show. It's all good. I find that fascinating, and thank you. Thank you for participating. Because you can have 20,000 people saying, yes, I want it! But you know only a few of you got off your butt and actually did something about it, right? Get your own show. Yeah. And I will tell you, if we're going to do this, we've got to identify, appreciate, we've got to take action. Betsy DeVos, the Secretary of Education for the United States, said this morning, we've got to take risks sometimes. I believe calculated risks. What are you going to do that other people aren't willing to do? Taking action when other people watch as leaders. I think that's one great tool to achieve the significance. Another great tool is truly being engaged and being present with people. I have three daughters. My oldest is 16, and I remember when she was a little girl, and she came to me one night, and she says, Daddy, can we go watch the meteor shower tonight? Of course, yeah. But then she continued. It was one of those things where it was like the best viewing between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. It was February. I live in Ohio. You southern states don't get this, do you? You don't get it. What's wrong with that? It's February. And it was like, oh my gosh. And I told her one of those things like, sure, you get me up. I'll go watch the meteor shower. You know, and little kids don't know how to wake you up softly or pleasantly. That girl came in all 8 years, 9 years old, and was like, Daddy! You jump out of bed. I'm like, oh, my gosh, no. We got up and went outside, right? It's overcast. It's 18 degrees or something like that. We're bundled up, and I'm trying to talk her out of it. I really was. Like, we're not going to see anything. We're tired. I'm late. We got work. You got school. But she was persistent. We were there, right? And I'm still kind of trying to talk her out of it, focused on myself. And I finally got her agree. I'm like, all right, if 10 more minutes, if we don't see anything, we're going in. And it was like beautiful, meant to be. A couple minutes later, the sky clears. And of course, what do we see? The most magnificent star shooting across that sky. And she screams. I was like, oh, can we go inside now? You know, we did. We went back to bed. Didn't really talk to her too much in the morning. She comes home from school, and we're just doing small talk. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know. How'd you enjoy last night? She's like, last night, Daddy, it was the best night of my life. And I missed it. Not physically, but mentally, you know that I missed it. Because who was I focused on? Of course. And if we're looking to be leaders and achieve significance, you know what we've got to do? We've got to truly, personally engage with people. Put down the stinking phone sometimes when we're talking and be present, right? What can we do for those little moments when we're sharing our time, our talents with someone else? Those moments that they may never forget. The simple moments of significance. You know, it's funny, people ask me sometimes, how do you figure this stuff out? I'll tell you like the aha moment where I think I figured it out for myself. Like the moment where you can do unique, you know, things that people remember and still get business done. And it was a meeting I was in, and I got to show this to you. Remember that little trick you do when you're younger, you learn to pull your thumbs off? Anyone remember that? It's your thumbs. That's just chillin'. She was freaked out for a second. You'd like this one too. Watch. You could go, ooh. But you got to try this one. So this was in a business meeting. We're sitting around the table, and somehow I let it slip that I was a professional magician. So I share with them, well, let me share you some professional-grade thumb magic. I did the little trick like this, and they didn't react. But I wanted to create that Showtime memorable moment, okay? Keep a wide shot for me right here. And it worked like this. Now, if I show this to you, you have to try it yourself. If you don't try it yourself, it'll make absolutely no sense. So do this. I want you to put your hands straight out. That looks good. If you don't try it, it'll make no sense. So you can go home and tell everybody, even the band and the choir. We got us all. Yeah, yeah. Fabulous. Palms go out. Ready? Palms go out. Yep. And then doesn't matter which hand, cross over and grab. It's a thumb trick. So your thumbs go straight down so the tips of your thumbs are together. All right? Well, actually, you've got it perfect. Hold up so they can kind of see you. Yeah, that's good. Here's the hard part. Ready? Slowly take your thumbs and you'll turn them straight. Up. Straight. Straight. Straight up. Did you get it? Do it again. You know how you do that one? Two left hands. Creating those simple moments that people remember, that they talk about, right? But why don't we? Why don't some folks believe the way we do? Some of you are really bothered about that right now. See me after class. Here's why I believe some people don't desire to achieve more. And maybe you know folks like this. I call them the justas. You ever heard that word? You've heard the word. You've heard people use it. You may not recognize it when I use it in that fashion. But it's the people who don't feel they have an impact in certain situations. The people that will talk to you and they'll say, you know what, but I'm just a new member. I'm just a freshman. The justas. And they're looking at you and they're telling you, you know, I don't feel that I make an impact in this spot right now. And you know that's so far from the truth, right? In any given moment, in any given time, when you're in that spotlight, that Showtime moment, we can make a difference. I learned the value of that lesson several years back. I was called by a charity, and it was a local organization, and they called him like, there's a little boy in the hospital. His name is Nathan, and he's really not doing well. And we wanted to see if you could come do some magic for him in the hospital. And I got to be honest, I was like, I didn't really want to go. I'm outside of my comfort zone. But they continued. I said, well, he really wants to meet David Copperfield. And we don't think that's going to happen. So we've called you. And I am on the telephone literally saying, but I'm just John Betts. I am just a non-celebrity. I don't have my name in lights in Vegas, the most seen magician in the history of the world. What could I possibly do that David Copperfield could do for this boy? We talked a couple minutes longer, and I know as you would have done at the same time, as uncomfortable as it might have been, the answer was, you know, of course I will. Awesome. Do you think you could be here today? Yeah. You know, and I grabbed a couple things, and I jumped in the car, and I went downtown to the children's hospital. They showed me into the oncology world. And I go up the stairs, and I remember having butterflies in my stomach the whole way in. But then I go to, like, the room, and I'm about to walk into the room, and I see who the people I'm going to meet. It's the mother. It's the father. There's a sister. And then there was the priest. And I don't think I realized until that point the moment I was walking into. And I went from nervous to truly scared. And I go in and I met them, and I didn't even see Nathan, but the mother finally stands up, we turn around, and on the other side of the room is the boy and all the machines around the bed, and he's looking at me with these little just slivers of eyes. I guess he didn't know who I was, I have no idea, but the mom stands up, we walk over, she's like, Nathan, this is John, and John is a magician. And it was like the coolest thing happened that day. He sits up, his eyes go like this. He reaches out to shake my hand, and I hear the and I realize he couldn't talk to me. That was a machine. That was that was breathing for him. But I shook his hand, and I only did a few tricks. I pulled up this one. It's a little sponge ball trick, and I put one in my hand and one is his hand. Mine disappears. He opens up his. He's got two, and he's like, whew. He didn't say it, but I knew he meant it. He's like, do it again. And we did it again. You know, there's a strange trick that I do that I need to borrow a credit card. So I borrowed the priest's credit card. Who's going to steal from the priest, right? And it's an odd trick because the way that it ends, I'll cut to the end of it. You know, he picks a playing card and the playing card vanishes. And in the end, on the back of this guy's credit card is this big sticker that ends up. And it's a sticker of me holding the playing card that he picked, like, gotcha. And the crowd like erupts, man. They're passing this thing around. The doctor comes in like, what's going on? And they're looking at this little card. And you know, I did one other trick. I think I can show this to you. I wanted to do it for Nathan. Why don't we come up here and shoot this high? Yeah. Wanted to do it for Nathan. And you know, it's similar to the little thumb trick in that when you do it yourself, it becomes an experience, does it not? It's a little bit different, a little bit different. So when I did it for Nathan, I had him pick a card. Never forget the card he picked. He picked a seven of hearts. And I had him sign his name on it. Crystal, kind of like the $100. So if we ever see it again, we absolutely know that it's his card. And it's not a difficult trick, but I had him do it like this. I said, we take the seven of hearts and we throw it down in the middle. We looked at the top card, random card, and I told Nathan, you do it. Do a little magic, tap it twice. And he does it, and when he turns it over, it's his seven of hearts with his name on it. And that's when the priest literally said, do it again. And we did. We do it again. Watch. Looks just like this. We'll do it for you so you can see it. Nathan's card goes, boom, goes right down the middle somewhere. He did a little wave, tapped it twice because I wanted him to do it, right? And it comes right back to the top. Can you see that? Can you see that in the back rows? Here's the last way I did it for him. Did it right here. So you can clearly see this. Watch it go in. And if we get it just right. Nathan's card. And the way that it ends, we take the whole deck and we throw it to ceiling. And you got a picture, 52 card pickup. Except it was only 51 because one card sticks to the ceiling above Nathan's bed. The seven of hearts. And they're pointing and they're giggling and they're laughing. And you know what? I wanted to shake all their hands and say thank yous, but they were like in that family moment. I didn't want to interrupt it. But I waved to Nathan and I shook the priest's hand and thanked the doctor, you know, and I left. And I think sometimes we have these moments in our life where we interact with people, maybe at a convention, in a band, in a choir. And you know, we may never see them again or see them years later. And you don't really know what happened because of that relationship. You don't know the impact you may have had, but you did have one. The interesting part of my story is 5 months after that, I'm at church with my wife. And there's a guest priest, right? I had to go up. I'm like, I don't know if you remember who I am. My name's John, and a little boy named Nathan. And he's looking at me, just to this face, and he kisses me by both shoulders. So I'm like doing one of these, and he's like staring at me for an uncomfortable period of time. I was the guy that did the magic. And he didn't say anything, but he pulls out his wallet, and he pulled out his credit card, and he flips it over, and it's me. He says, I know exactly who you are. You have no idea the amount of people I've told about the seven of hearts. Shared it in congregations, churches, homilies, weddings, funerals. He says, I share it that every single one of us has a unique gift. But are we willing to share that gift with others? Are we willing to get off our seats and come down and take the $100 bill? Are you willing to take action? Are you willing to be engaged and be present? What is it for you? And then he shared the harder part. He shared with me that Nathan passed. Nathan actually passed 8 hours after I was there, early the next morning. And he said the family took the seven of hearts from the ceiling with Nathan's name on it. And they put that in Nathan's casket. Because to them, it was the last happy moment as a family. And I'm standing there, and in my mind, it was just a card trick. It was just a seven of hearts. I'm not David Copperfield. What difference could I really make that day? All of it. So the bigger question is, what's your seven of hearts, FFA? What's your unique gift? Or are you just another member? I don't think so, because he wouldn't be here. I'll share something real quick with you. Several years ago, I started printing little seven of heart cards, and I give these out all over. I just give them to somebody who makes a difference. And I even say, listen, some guy told me to give this to somebody who made a difference in my day. It even tells them on the back what it's for. I don't know where Nathan's family is. I don't know their last name. But somehow, somewhere, I ask people to pay it forward. Someone's going to give a card to Nathan's family, and they're going to know their kid's still making a difference. If you want to help, grab a seven of heart on your way out. There's some ushers. They'll be in the foyer. Would love, you're all over the country. Please take one and pass it on. Is that all right? That'd be awesome. Appreciate you doing so. That's all. So hold on. That's you. You guys are amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. Grab a seat. Two more minutes. We can't end on a down minute. We can't end on that. We got to end on a showtime moment that wraps us all together. Because you never know when you will be in that moment. You'll be in that spotlight, and you have to make the decision. Am I going to meet an expectation, or am I going to perform to be remembered and make an impact? Let me dim. I need someone to help me. Do we have a little travel music or something? Let me see what we got here to work with. Let's do this. Let's go. I'll go close. What states we have here? Texas? What's your name, man?
Cody.
Cody? Cody from Texas? Come on, man. All right, Cody. Real quick, Cody, we got to wrap this thing up. Showtime moment. You don't know when you're going to be in a spotlight, and we got to create this unique moment. I'm going to tell them a few things that they probably don't know about you. You see, Cody from Texas is a talented and trained magician himself, right? I guess you're a variety entertainer, right? You juggle as well?
Occasionally.
Okay, perfect. And you can back me up on this. Looking at you, you're obviously a dancer. All right. So I thought if it's okay with all of you that he, not expecting the spotlight, creates a memorable experience, showtime moment for you. Is that okay? All right, awesome. Right there, right on the mark. Now, Cody, as a magician, you have a good ta-da pose, right? That's when you do a trick and you go, ta-da. Jazz hands are optional, okay? And when you do it, you know what happens?
What's that?
The audience, they go stinking crazy. Count of three. One, do a ta-da. Ready? One, two, three. All right, Cody. Perfect. I'm going to go take a little break, get a drink of water. We're going to give you the spotlight. We'll get you looking like a magician. Yep, I got some things. I got some lemons, some cards, some things you can work with. You know what we need? How about, you got like some fun magic-y music or something that we could go with, like some rhythm and dance? We'll go with that. That's awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
feel blue and you don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a million.
Cody the Magnificent, ladies and gentlemen.
Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the midst, putting on the Ritz.
Watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nay-nay.
Pulling the slide and you're burning up a quarter of mine.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Shake that.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
From Texas, ladies and gentlemen. You never know when you will be in that spotlight. And how are you going to perform to be remembered? And I'll tell you, FFA, it's your time to take action. Continue to do what you do. Your time to be remembered, to create those unique moments that you're so good at and that people remember. And don't ever fall, your friends, yourself, don't ever fall for being just anything. Your curtains are open. Your lights are on. You'll never have more time than you do right now. And baby, it's showtime. Make it happen, FFA. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.